Thank you for joining us tonight on this Christmas Eve service. As we prepare for the service, please gather communion items, bread, and a cup of juice or milk, whatever you have available to you. Tonight, we are fortunate enough to have Arlen Miller playing the organ, Kathy Winders playing special music on the piano, and also special guests Jim and Sydney Oliver. So thank you again for joining us. Now we'll begin the service with the greeting.
Come, all of you who wander weary in this world, a world once crowned in splendor, once bathed in radiant harmony, a world that danced as one with all the forces of creation. Come, all of you who search for meaning, all of you who yearn for love. Come, all of you who search for hope, all of you who seek shelter from the storm. Come, all of you, rejoice, for in our midst has come the promised one of old. For on this night is born in hope the festive dream come true, the one who breaks the chains of our sorrows and our fears, the breath of God, the smile of joy, the face of one we only dreamed we'd see. In Bethlehem is born the one who is for all. And on this holiest of nights, I call on all of heaven and nature to sing and to repeat the sounding joy far as the curse is found. I call on creatures who dance within the earth, you plants and rocks and animals, to bless this holy night. For unto us a child is born, the very dream of God, the word who breaks the silence of despair. Rejoice with me and pray that once again the tent of God will be pitched with us, the love of God unfolded, the hope of all the ages born in us tonight. Radiant child, prince of peace, mighty love, herald of truth, dream fulfilled, wondrous mystery, thrilling story, morning star, glory of God, here among us now.
Thank you.
Tonight, old dreams die and new dreams come to life. The promise is fulfilled.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace.
Hope gives way to joy, and prayer to proclamation.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace.
The candles tell the story. Dawn invades midnight, and the light of the world has come.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace.
This light is a light for all, warming us from within, radiating love, lighting our lives with the presence of God in human flesh, within us and among us, now and always.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. Goodwill to all.
Our first carol is, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, we come tonight to rejoice in the birth of your Son. The Star of Bethlehem shines brightly upon us, the light providing us the way to you, and the warmth from the light giving us your love. O Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this opportunity to come together in this great celebration of life. Let us pray the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory for all.
Amen.
At this time, we will light the Christ candle. On this holy eve, we remember the gifts of God this season of Advent, the hope, peace, joy, and love that has been made known to us in a new way.
We light this last candle, remembering that Christ came into our world and into our lives in an unexpected way as one of us, and we remember that Christ will come again.
Listen, the sounds of God with us ring clear, and signs of a cross in the distance appear. The Word once made flesh, yet the Word ever near. One candle is lit for the Christ's birthday.
Now we have Jim and Sydney Oliver playing Drummer Boy. Thank you, Sydney. Thank you, Jim. Let us pray. Gracious God, we pray this day for all who have come with us to Bethlehem. We pray for all who are poor and cold and hungry, like the shepherds, that they may hear good news. We pray for all who are wandering and searching like the Magi, that they may find the place to leave their gifts and their burdens. We pray for all who are busy, hurried, and preoccupied like the innkeeper, that they may know the peace that comes from genuine acts of hospitality. We pray for all who, like Herod, have power, that they may use it with goodwill. And we pray for ourselves, we who are in need of comfort and peace and joy and love, even in this starlit season and all the days of our lives. This we pray in the name of the one born Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. God creates human beings, and creation is now very good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, God created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done. And God rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it, God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created.
The second lesson tonight is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. "But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on this day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this."
A reading from the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke. The angel Gabriel visits Mary. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and he said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, for this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Thank you.
Our fourth lesson tonight is a reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went to the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house in the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
A reading from the Gospel of John. The mystery of the incarnation is told. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of humans, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Will you pray with me, please? Give us, O God, the vision which we can see your love in the world in spite of human failures. Give us the faith to trust your goodness in spite of our ignorance and weakness. Give us the knowledge that we may continue to pray with understanding hearts, and show us what each one of us can do to set forward the coming of the day of peace. O God, may we hear your gentle voice urging us to put your mission first as we serve, showing the love and the light that came to earth in Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
As we come to the communion table tonight, we rejoice in the birth, but it is interesting to know that as we take the communion, we normally think of Jesus' death and his sacrifice for all of us. But what is important to remember is that the communion, the bread and the cup, provide us a rebirth of our soul. If you're hurting, in pain, needing a friend, needing someone, the communion that we provide nourishes your soul and gives you the feeling and the understanding that God is with you. We invite all to attend our communion table, because God's love knows no boundaries as we go forward.
And on the night in which Jesus gave up his life, he sat down to eat supper with his friends. And while they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, he gave thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to them. And he said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Every time you eat this, remember me." And when they were done with supper, he took a cup. And he said, "This is the new covenant, which is for all of you. Every time you drink this, remember me."
Let us pray. O gracious Father, we ask that you bless this bread and cup for the nourishment of our souls, that it may light the candle within us so that we may beam brightly the light of hope, peace, and love. Let us use this nourishment of our soul for the benefit of all. In these things we ask. Amen.
Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Now the one born among us this night sends us out to be the light to the world, sharing the gifts of God, sharing the gifts of God's love to all people. And so, beloved of God, let your light shine before all people so that they will glorify God in heaven." Our last carol of the evening is Silent Night. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. God's mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. God has shown strength with his arm and scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. The powerful have been brought down from their thrones. The lowly have been lifted up. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. God has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. Beloved of God, the promise is now fulfilled. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord, for the joy of the world is here. Amen.